No, I think they're okay. I think it's tough because obviously the qualifying fixture being where it is, positioned in the middle of June, is you know, our season finished 3 weeks ago. So it's been a long season for everyone. The lads have had a few days off after that, met up with England, and now obviously we've had a good few days training under our belt now, so we should be more than ready and more than prepared for the game.
Has training changed to reflect the fact that it's the end of the season from an England point of view?
No, not really. It's been the same as it always has. I think it's probably important to keep it the same. I think it's the same period of time we're together. It's the same build-up towards the games that everyone's used to, and the training sessions have been the same as they've been all season. So in that respect, it's not changed. Like I said, in the Premier League, finished, 24th? And we don't play till the 15th, so, there is that gap. That lads get a few days off after the end of the season, which is important as well to freshen up. So, like I said, I think we've played, we've done enough training sessions now. They've not been any different than the ones we've done previous, and I think we'll be more than ready come Sunday.
I mean, Roy did say, actually, when we were in Dublin last Saturday, that he felt the fitness levels looked as good now as they had been at the start of the season.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're the same. Again, without repeating myself, it's a long season. Everyone knows that. Everyone's involved in many, many games. Of course, the lads are preparing and looking forward to a massive game Sunday. And then after that, obviously, can rest up, and refresh the body, ready for next season and the campaign, obviously, with England that starts up next season as well. So, fitness is fine. One more game to go. A couple of days training. We'll be more than ready.
I mean, there has been a suggestion that some senior players have said, look, can we train a little less because we don't want to be too tired going into this final game? Is there anything in that?
No. I think ultimately the manager and the staff will decide, and us as players, we go along with whatever's decided. I don't think any of us in a position to say when we feel we should train and when we shouldn't. We leave that to the manager and we do what we're told in a way. So, with the management, nothing's changed. The preparation and the training sessions have near enough been identical to the last few meetups we've had. The only thing that has changed is obviously the gap from the end of the season. Usually we're involved in the season, we roll straight into the meetups, and everyone's, you just keep going. This time, like I said, the season finished, and yet we play a qualifier 3 weeks later. So it's different in that sense to prepare for a game, of course it is, especially when, like I said, the lads had 6 or 7 days off or whatever it may be before we meet up to prepare. So I think that's the main difference.
How do you reflect on Sunday's game, and what do you feel you and England got out of it?
I think we got the cobwebs out of what I've just said from the back end of the season, the few days we've had off, which are important. Like I said, I think to freshen up the legs, if players go away or relax with their families, whatever they might do, I think we got the cobwebs out of us in that game. I don't think it was a good game. We didn't play near the standards, anywhere near really the standards that we set ourselves after the World Cup. But it was a friendly. And like I said, the important one is Sunday. And we know that we have to improve from that game. And everyone's aware of that.
Well, Sunday is a year to the day that England began their World Cup campaign in Manaus against Italy. So how much progress do you feel you've made in the last 12 months?
I think the results and from the World Cup, obviously we're unbeaten, we've won every game in the group, and we're unbeaten up to now. It'd be great if we could get a result on Sunday and go the whole season, the whole year unbeaten. That's obviously what we're aiming to do. I think there's been massive steps. I think not just the results, but the performances as well. I think you've seen a freshness about from the World Cup onwards. Hence why that was a bit disappointing the other night, because that was unlike us. From what we've been producing after the World Cup. So I think we're going in the right direction. We spoke before, after the World Cup, there's a lot of young players, a lot of players that haven't got many caps, and that experience this campaign has proved vital. And, you can see the confidence growing in the group, I think.
Last 10 games in this unbeaten run, 7 clean sheets. Prior to that, the previous 10 games, just 4 clean sheets. And I guess that's a real reflection of how far you have come as a defensive unit as well.
Yeah, we changed a few things within the camp after the World Cup. Formation being one of them, which I thought worked really well for us. And defensively, we've been very solid. Now, not just the back four and the goalkeeper, but throughout the team, we've worked hard. And clean sheets, we knew that we needed a backbone to build from. The manager stressed that, you know, we need to be solid and ruthless at the other end. So, no, we're proud of the clean sheets. I know we just missed out on the record. We had 5 clean sheets on the bounce and just missed out. But no, we, like you just said, we've got many clean sheets in this campaign, and that's something we should be proud of.
You and Joe Hart played every minute of the qualifying campaign, so you're in the perfect position to assess how you feel England are doing and what more needs to be done in terms of making sure you qualify as soon as possible, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what more needs to be done? We need to win the game on Sunday, and we need to go in the same vein as what we've been doing in the group. Again, it's a great achievement, no matter who's put in front of you, to go unbeaten, you know, to win every game in the qualifying group. Is a huge achievement, so we want to keep that going. We know we've got one more game to go before we all get a break. So, you know, we don't need no motivation for this game. We know that it's going to be tough. It's one of the better teams in our group. And we want to get the job done. We know if we win this game, potentially the following game that comes up, we could qualify. So, again, we need no motivation going into this.
Joe Hart said that Wayne Rooney would rather not score for the next 5 or 6 games if it meant England win, rather than chase down the record. But that said, how great would it be if the record could be caught or even overtaken on Sunday as a way of finishing the season with a flourish?
It'd be great on both accounts, wouldn't it? It'd be great for England, it'd be great for us getting the result, and it'd be great for Wayne. I'm sure everyone is kind of just waiting for that record to be broken. You know, I think we all know it's going to be. And again, a great individual achievement from Wayne. So us as a squad, you know, the togetherness we've got, we're all willing him on to get that done. And again, if he can score a couple goals for us on Sunday and we win the game, it's a win-win. So let's just take the game first and foremost. And like you said, I'm sure Wayne, if you asked him, will be feeling the same way, that he just wants to get the right result. And anything else, I'm sure, will be a bonus.
I mean, you can never say never in football, but assuming he does break the record, you can't help thinking that it could stand for a long time. Or do you think football is moving so fast that actually someone else could come along and take it from him?
Of course, someone could do that, but I think it's going to be very, very tough. It's incredible when you look at the record, but you look how old Wayne is, and you know, potently he's got 6-7 years left still on the international scene. So, you know, by the time he finishes his England career, who knows what, you know, the tally will stand at. So it's an incredible achievement for somebody so young.